The release of flammable hydrogen gas from the Pilgrim nuclear plant in Plymouth is worrying the fire chief in Plymouth. It's not the release itself that concerns the chief, but the plant's failure to tell him about it, even though it claimed in a federal report that it had informed local public safety officials. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has the story.
Earlier this month, hydrogen gas built up in the generator room at the Pilgrim nuclear power plant. The amount of gas was beyond federal allowable limits and had to be released into the air. Hydrogen gas is highly flammable and potentially explosive. It's what blew up the reactors at Fukushima, Japan. Ed Bradley is chief of the Plymouth Fire Department.
In order to protect the public safety, which is my job, I need to have as much information about what's going on as I possibly can get.
The single reactor at Pilgrim had been shut down because of a broken water valve in the reactor containment building. And the release of hydrogen from cooling generators in another room is not unusual. The amount released was relatively small, but it had to be reported to federal and state regulators. Chief Bradley didn't find out until 3 days later, when informed by a reporter from the Cape Cod Times. An even bigger surprise, the report said Entergy told federal authorities it had notified the chief.
Went back and talked to everybody that was on duty that day, and then we were able to check the recordings on all incoming phone calls, and there was no call, no notification from Pilgrim Station that there had been a release.
We thought they had been notified, so until he notified us that they weren't, we thought the proper protocols had been followed.
Patrick O'Brien, spokesman for the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant, got the call from Fire Chief Bradley. Not only did Entergy, owners of Pilgrim, not inform the fire department, the company had filed a false report on the matter. Again, Pilgrim spokesman Patrick O'Brien.
Unfortunately, due to a miscommunication, in our notification put that we had talked to the Plymouth Fire Department when they weren't.
The Pilgrim plant amended its report to federal regulators. It said the Plymouth Fire Department was notified 3 days after the gas release.
Which, technically, I guess they could say they did that.
But Chief Bradley says the notification came from the Cape Cod Times reporter, not the Pilgrim nuclear plant.
They weren't providing me the information. I had to call down there and pry it out of them. And not having that information, you know, was concerning to me.
Chief Bradley isn't alone.
I would say that this incident, we should have got an email or a phone call to let us know what was happening, and I didn't.
Another official not told of the gas leak was Kevin Nord, fire chief of nearby Duxbury. But it turns out, according to federal law and state statute, nuclear plants aren't required to tell local fire departments when there's a release of potentially explosive hydrogen gas. It's done as a matter of courtesy. But Fire Chief Kevin Nord says now more than ever, he needs to know.
The plant, as you know, has been increasingly having difficulties. You know, it's an old model, and it's showing its wear and tear.
The NRC ranks the 44-year-old Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station as one of the three worst in the nation. Next spring, Entergy will spend more than $70 million to refuel the plant one last time, and then plans to finally pull the plug on the aging reactor 2 years later, mid-2019. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.